Responding to a pandemic requires some adjustment. People work with new teammates and apply their skills to novel problems. Take Michigan Tech University in the northernmost Upper Peninsula. In March, the region had very little COVID-19 testing capacity. So researchers and administrators from all over the university decided they would do something about it. They just didn't know exactly how. Will Callen has that story.
Plants, like humans, have a remarkable ability to adapt. When their surroundings change, they do too.
It happens in response to the environment. So it's no good if you, like, you know, just say, I'm going to be this way forever. Like don't really change.
That's James Rauschendorfer. He's a PhD student at Michigan Tech in Houghton. He studies how oak trees regulate their genes to survive in hot, dry conditions. In March, Rauschendorfer had recently returned from a research trip in Puerto Rico. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had issued her lockdown order, and the Western UP had few, if any, COVID cases. But keeping it that way required frequent, reliable testing. The region didn't have that. So lawmakers and local health officials looked to Michigan Tech. Maybe they could set up a lab.
When I was first asked, I had no idea if this was going to be possible.
Karen Helt is a chemical engineering professor. She was tapped to lead the lab because in her research, she works with viruses. But running COVID tests takes a lot more than experience with viruses. It calls for people who can work with hospitals and people who can navigate federal certification processes. It requires specialized hardware, like PCR machines. More on those in a minute. Helt soon learned that Michigan Tech's campus contained all those ingredients. They just needed to be collected.
It all had to be coordinated, and that was mostly Karen Helt's work. She did an unbelievably fantastic job there.
That's Carsten Kuhlheim. He studies forest genetics. He advises Rauschendorfer, the PhD student, and he had a PCR machine to offer. Now, I'm going to explain a bit about how these COVID tests work. PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction. That process identifies genetic material in a sample of cells. In this case, it identifies genetic material from the novel coronavirus. Before going into a PCR machine, the sample needs to get cleaned. A lab worker separates out the genetic material, or RNA.
In a human cell and in a plant cell, you would have things like sugars in the cell as well. And these can often interfere with how your PCR works. So you want to have it as clean as possible, your RNA.
So Kuhlheim managed that step, known as RNA extraction. An environmental microbiologist oversaw the step that uses the PCR machine. A medical technologist determined how the lab would work with hospitals to receive samples and report results. Graduate students were trained to do the lab work. All of this happened by mid-April. One of the PCR workers was Rauschendorfer, the one who studies oak trees. He had never worked in a diagnostic lab before.
I'm not used to being deemed so necessary, I guess. It was very strange.
Rauschendorfer and the other lab workers came from different fields, but they all knew a lot about genetics. And it turns out the skill set for studying genetics in the lab is broadly applicable. A PCR test is basically the same whether you're looking at the genes behind wolf anatomy or a northern pin oak's drought tolerance. In June, the lab could process 50 samples a day. Now the capacity is 150. Some nursing homes now rely on Michigan Tech's quick turnaround for weekly testing of staff, which is required by the state. At Baraga County Memorial Hospital, some tests were initially getting sent to Lansing. Others went to Minnesota. Sue Copley is that hospital's lab manager.
Michigan Tech's been a godsend.
Most of the tests she sends to Michigan Tech come back on the same day. This week is freshman orientation. The lab is dedicating all its capacity to those students. After that, it will resume accepting tests from local healthcare providers. Helt, the lab's manager, is now training her replacement.
I was hired to be a professor, which is to teach and do research. And while this has been an amazing experience, I am ready to go back to being a professor.
The other professors and students will be returning to their specialties too. But if the lab needs their help, they'll be ready to jump back in. I'm Will Callen, Michigan Radio News.